Aviation Protection Authority e-licensing platform fast, simple and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Monday, the 9th of February, 2026. With a real view of 24 degrees Celsius, it's currently 23 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. Zambia records 861 cholera cases and 16 deaths as of 3rd February 2026. PM Zambia concerned over delay in relocating Sino Metro's affected communities. And Senegal arrests 14 members of alleged pedophile gang linked to France.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now the news in detail. The country has recorded 861 confirmed cholera cases and 16 related deaths as of 3rd February 2026, the Ministry of Health has revealed. Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima said seven of the deaths occurred in health facilities, while 9 were recorded in communities. Addressing the media, Dr. Muchima said Mpulungu district in Northern Province remains the epicenter of the outbreak, accounting for about 70% of all reported cases, a situation he attributed to prolonged transmission in the area.
As of 3rd February 2026, the country has recorded a cumulative total of 861 cholera cases and 16 deaths. 7 deaths occurred in health facilities and 9 in community settings, underscoring the continued importance of early symptoms, recognition and prompt care seeking. Fellow citizens, the cholera outbreak has evolved over time and across geography.
Meanwhile, Lusaka Province Health Director Dr. Simuliama Najonga said health facilities in Lusaka remain the safest places for mothers to give birth following the death of a 23-year-old Betha Mashampili at Chilenje Level 1 Hospital. He said he has added that the incident is under investigation with reports compiled and submitted to senior management at the Ministry of Health for further review.
I want to acknowledge that immediately the incident happened, the Honourable Minister directed us immediately to provide the information regarding the particular case. And so a number of senior officers examined this particular incident. There are a series of events that unfortunately led to the passing of the mother in our hospitals. And a number of experts have looked at this particular series of events.
A state witness has told the Lusaka High Court in the ongoing murder trial of Independent Broadcasting Authority Director General Buntila Muleya that he was first informed of Mr. Muleya's death by one of the accused, Francis Chipioka. Numel Chola, a management accountant at IBA, testified that Mr. Chipioka informed him of Mr. Muleya's death on July 22nd, 2024, at around 18:30 hours. Mr. Chola also told the High Court Judge Vincent Siloka that he had suspicions about the way a bank document was being handled by the company's financial accountant, Peter Hambila. In this case, Mitusani Dokowe, 29, a police officer, Caleb Zulu, 30, a police officer from Libala South, Samuel Dokowe, 37, an assistant engineer, and Francis Chipioka, 42, an accountant at Foxdale, are all charged with murder. It is alleged that the four accused persons murdered the former IBA boss, and on July 24th, 2024, Mr. Mayer's body was found with gunshot wounds on the outskirts of Lusaka in Njolwe area. The trial is currently underway. In more news, Fian Zambia has expressed concern over the continued delay in relocating communities affected by the Sino Metis spillage in Chambishi and Kalulushi on the Copper Belt. In an interview, FIAN National Coordinator Vladimir Chilinya said the affected communities, mostly small-scale farmers, have remained in contaminated environments for several months without being relocated to safer areas where they can resume agricultural activities. Mr. Chilinya has explained further that the failure to relocate these families has prevented them from cultivating crops during the current farming season, as the land remains polluted and unsuitable for maize production. He has urged relevant authorities to expedite the relocation process in order to safeguard livelihoods and ensure food security for the affected communities.
If I take you back to the issue of Sino Metis, that government 2 days ago, they released the reports, the environmental impact and social impact of the Sino Metis pollution. And you see that the community which has been heavily affected, but since February has not been relocated. And these are farming communities. Their land can no longer hold production of any crop. So if you leave people up to next farming season, it means that this year, these people do not have a place where to produce food from. Therefore, will be subjected to starving.
Now, judges, magistrates and officers of the court have met in Lusaka to commence the review and validation of the Judicial Desk on Trafficking in Persons, TIP, in Zambia. Speaking shortly before the commencement of the review, Anti-Human Trafficking Department Assistant Director for Partnerships and Advisory Services in the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Daliet Mbinza, said the Judicial Desk Guide is in the final stages. Ms. Mbinza said the desk guide will provide guidance to judges, magistrates and court officers in the adjudication of the TIP. The Judicial Desk Guide covers material that is intended to enhance the adjudication process of trafficking in persons cases in the country.
Validation meeting of the Judicial Desk Guide, which is at its final steps, the meeting meant to review, refine and adopt the guide that has been developed by the consultant. As you are aware, the Judicial Desk Guide has been developed to improve efficiency and enhance justice delivery. Therefore, I encourage each and every one of you to fully participate, critically review and actively participate in the deliberations to ensure that the guide fits its purpose and that it will be practical for use in the justice system in Zambia.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Kawe District Commissioner Lennox Shimambua says the workforce at Mulungushi Textiles is expected to reduce from over 2,000 employees at the time of its closure to about 500 when the factory reopens. He explains that this is due to the introduction of AI-powered equipment, which allows fewer operators to manage machines that previously required many more workers. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Shimambua says the factory will operate with a modern AI-driven machinery that significantly boosts production capacity, but employment levels will not return to previous figures.
The old equipment was taking in more jobs because of the type of equipment that was there. But what you see now is state of the art equipment, where you need the 20 people at a machine, you just need 2 people. This is why the numbers have come down, and I think that $100 million that has been spent signifies the level of commitment and technology which now reduces those jobs.
Meanwhile, former Mulungushi Textiles board member Richard Chela notes that while staffing levels are expected to improve over time, the use of AI-powered machinery will continue to limit the number of employees required.
That will be just an initial. Money has been deposited to suppliers of cotton, farmers, by the time that when they send in more cotton, the number will increase. Yes, those machines also have a bit disadvantage. The people, machines, they take over from what a human being would have been doing.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
Senegalese police say they have arrested 14 people and broken up a paedophile gang operating between the country and